Hello, this is Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week. Having bugs in the garden is just the circle of life. Sometimes we hate the cabbage worms and hornworms that eat up our crops, and sometimes we need bees, butterflies, and wasps to pollinate our fruits. Having a garden, pollinator, vegetable, or otherwise, is a careful balance of a natural habitat. There are many aspects to promoting wildlife and pollinators, some easy and some not as much. One of the best ways to promote wildlife is to leave the chemicals in the shed. Many contact insecticides are harmful to both pests and predatory insects. If you want to spare your insectile foot soldiers, save the chemical warfare until absolutely necessary. Using cultural methods like watering, scouting, and selecting resistant varieties will be an effective first step, followed by physical, manual intervention. Beside that, natural predators should also be a major role in insect prevention. A cultural practice that can benefit predatory insect populations is leaving litter and debris in the landscape. Mulch and dormant grasses can provide habitat for native bees. Many insects, like mantises, also lay their eggs before winter to hatch in the spring. Leaving the garden cleanup until April or May lets them hatch. Mindful cultural practices like watering, fertilizing, and planting arrangement can also help with disease pressure. The aforementioned practices can help boost beneficial insect populations. But what are some of these insects that we so wish to bolster? As you may have heard, mantises are a big player. Mantises are voracious predators that usually eat most things. This can be pests, but may also be some beneficials. That's life. A less destructive ally in your garden is the ladybug, or lady beetle as it is properly known. These little beauties will feast on aphids, scale, and mites, the teeny tiny pests that can overwhelm a flower bed or garden crop. Another great addition is a group of bugs that include assassin bugs and soldier bugs. Because they're in the true bug family, the same as stink bug and kissing bug, they're pretty familiar looking. The last group that can help your plant protection plan is parasitic wasps and flies. Parasitoid wasps and tachinid flies attack garden pests and lay their eggs in them, hence the parasitic nature. Beyond keeping sprays in the shed, you can also support these hungry predator bugs by providing them good habitats. This can be as simple as including plants they like, just like how we grow milkweed for monarch butterflies. The two best families to target will be the daisy and carrot families, asters, liatris, yarrow, dill, fennel, and golden alexanders. Creating an ideal habitat for your plants can be hard, and the same can be said for insects. But acknowledging how these worlds combine can lead to a garden bursting with life. This has been Kenny Dodson with your Hort Report for the week.